19. The Complete Monty Python's Flying Circus. By Graham Chapman. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Complete Monty Python's Flying Circus by Graham Chapman is a comprehensive guide to the iconic British comedy troupe. It covers all four series of their television show, as well as their feature films and other works. The book includes detailed episode guides, cast biographies, behind-the-scenes stories, and exclusive interviews with the Pythons themselves. It also features rare photographs from throughout the group's career. The book begins with an introduction that provides an overview of Monty Python's history and influence on popular culture. This is followed by a chapter devoted to each series of the TV show, which includes summaries of every episode along with production notes and trivia about them. There are also chapters dedicated to each film they made, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, Life of Brian, The Meaning of Life, as well as their stage shows, Live at Drury Lane, Live at City Centre. In addition to these sections, there are several appendices that provide additional information such as sketches not included in any episodes or films, outtakes from various projects, song lyrics written for Monty Python productions, a list of awards won by members of the troupe over time, and more. Overall, this book offers an in-depth look into one of Britain's most beloved comedy groups. With its comprehensive coverage, it serves both as an entertaining read for fans who want to learn more about Monty Python's work or those just discovering them for the first time. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Monty Python's Flying Circus was a British sketch comedy show that ran from 1969 to 1974. Idea summary. The Monty Python's Flying Circus was a British sketch comedy show that ran from 1969 to 1974 and featured the comedy troupe of the same name. It was known for its surreal humor and its ability to push the boundaries of comedy. Main idea number 2. The show was created by Graham Chapman, John Cleese, Terry Gilliam, Eric Idle, Terry Jones, and Michael Palin. Idea summary. The Monty Python's Flying Circus was created by Graham Chapman, John Cleese, Terry Gilliam, Eric Idle, Terry Jones, and Michael Palin. The show was known for its unique blend of surreal humor and its willingness to push the boundaries of comedy. Main idea number 3. The show featured sketches that were often absurd and surreal in nature. Idea summary. The Monty Python's Flying Circus featured sketches that were often absurd and surreal in nature. The show was known for its unique blend of humor and its willingness to push the boundaries of comedy. Main idea number 4. The show was known for its use of non sequiturs and its willingness to break the fourth wall. Idea summary. The Monty Python's Flying Circus was known for its use of non sequiturs and its willingness to break the fourth wall. The show was known for its unique blend of surreal humor and its willingness to push the boundaries of comedy. Main idea number 5. The show was known for its use of catchphrases and its ability to parody popular culture. Idea summary. The Monty Python's Flying Circus was known for its use of catchphrases and its ability to parody popular culture. The show was known for its unique blend of surreal humor and its willingness to push the boundaries of comedy. Main idea number 6. The show was known for its use of physical comedy and its ability to make fun of the British establishment. Idea summary. The Monty Python's Flying Circus was known for its use of physical comedy and its ability to make fun of the British establishment. The show was known for its unique blend of surreal humor and its willingness to push the boundaries of comedy. Main idea number 7. The show was known for its use of satire and its ability to make fun of the absurdities of life. Idea summary. The Monty Python's Flying Circus was known for its use of satire and its ability to make fun of the absurdities of life. The show was known for its unique blend of surreal humor and its willingness to push the boundaries of comedy. Main idea number 8. The show was known for its use of black comedy and its ability to make fun of the human condition. Idea summary: The Monty Python's Flying Circus was known for its use of black comedy and its ability to make fun of the human condition. The show was known for its unique blend of surreal humor and its willingness to push the boundaries of comedy. Main idea number 9. The show was known for its use of parody and its ability to make fun of popular culture. Idea summary: The Monty Python's Flying Circus was known for its use of parody and its ability to make fun of popular culture. The show was known for its unique blend of surreal humor and its willingness to push the boundaries of comedy. Main idea number 10. The show was known for its use of visual gags and its ability to make fun of the mundane. Idea summary: The Monty Python's Flying Circus was known for its use of visual gags and its ability to make fun of the mundane. The show was known for its unique blend of surreal humor and its willingness to push the boundaries of comedy. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Monty Python's Flying Circus was a British sketch comedy show that ran from 1969 to 1974 and featured the comedy troupe of the same name. It was known for its surreal humor and its ability to push the boundaries of comedy. The show often parodied popular culture, politics, and current events in an absurdist manner, while also featuring sketches with more traditional comedic elements such as puns or slapstick. Its unique style of humor has been credited with influencing many other shows since then. The show's sketches were often interspersed with animations created by Terry Gilliam, which added another layer of absurdity to the proceedings. The members of Monty Python would often appear in multiple roles throughout each episode, playing both men and women alike. This allowed them to create a wide variety of characters that could be used for different types of jokes. Monty Python's Flying Circus is widely considered one of the most influential sketch comedy shows ever made and has had a lasting impact on modern television comedies. Its influence can still be seen today in shows like Saturday Night Live or Portlandia. Main idea number 2. The Monty Python's Flying Circus was created by Graham Chapman, John Cleese, Terry Gilliam, Eric Idle, Terry Jones, and Michael Palin. The show was known for its unique blend of surreal humor and its willingness to push the boundaries of comedy. It featured sketches that often parodied popular culture or current events in a humorous way. The show also included animations from Gilliam, which added an extra layer of absurdity to the proceedings. The show ran for 4 seasons between 1969 and 1974 on BBC television in the United Kingdom. During this time, it gained a cult following both at home and abroad due to its innovative style of comedy. After the series ended, many members went on to have successful careers in film and television, with some even becoming household names. Monty Python's Flying Circus is still remembered fondly today as one of the most influential British comedies ever made. Its influence can be seen in countless other shows such as Saturday Night Live or South Park, which continue to use similar techniques when creating their own comedic sketches. Main idea number 3. The Monty Python's Flying Circus was a groundbreaking comedy show that featured sketches that were often absurd and surreal in nature. The show, which aired from 1969 to 1974, was known for its unique blend of humor and its willingness to push the boundaries of comedy. Sketches ranged from parodies of popular culture to political satire, with many featuring bizarre characters or unexpected plot twists. The show's writers and performers also had an affinity for wordplay and puns, as well as visual gags such as props or costumes. This combination of elements made the show stand out among other comedies at the time, earning it a cult following that continues today. Monty Python's Flying Circus is widely considered one of the most influential comedy shows ever produced. Its influence can be seen in countless films, television shows, books, video games, and more. It has been credited with inspiring generations of comedians who have gone on to create their own unique brand of humor. Main idea number 4. The Monty Python's Flying Circus was known for its use of non-sequiturs and its willingness to break the fourth wall. The show featured a unique blend of surreal humor, often involving absurd situations and characters that would comment on the action or even address the audience directly. This approach allowed them to explore topics in an unconventional way, pushing the boundaries of comedy while still maintaining a sense of fun. The show also made frequent use of parody and satire, taking aim at various aspects of society such as politics, religion, and popular culture. They were not afraid to tackle controversial subjects either. Their sketches often contained biting social commentary that could be both humorous and thought-provoking. Overall, The Monty Python's Flying Circus was groundbreaking in its approach to comedy. Its willingness to take risks with subject matter combined with its clever writing style made it one of the most influential shows in television history. Main idea number 5. The Monty Python's Flying Circus was known for its use of catchphrases and its ability to parody popular culture. The show was renowned for its unique blend of surreal humor, which often pushed the boundaries of comedy. It featured a variety of memorable characters, such as the Ministry of Silly Walks and the Spanish Inquisition, that were used to lampoon various aspects of society. Additionally, it made frequent references to classic literature and films in order to create humorous situations. The show also had an impressive array of catchphrases that have become iconic over time. These include "and now for something completely different," "nudge nudge wink wink," "it's just a flesh wound," and many more. These phrases are still widely quoted today by fans who appreciate their wit and charm. Overall, The Monty Python's Flying Circus is remembered fondly by viewers around the world due to its clever writing, hilarious sketches, and unforgettable catchphrases. Its influence on modern comedy can still be seen in shows like Saturday Night Live or South Park. Main idea number 6. The Monty Python's Flying Circus was known for its use of physical comedy and its ability to make fun of the British establishment. The show was known for its unique blend of surreal humor and its willingness to push the boundaries of comedy. Sketches often featured absurd situations, such as a man being attacked by a giant hedgehog or two men arguing over whether or not they are dead. The show also made frequent use of satire, mocking everything from politics to religion. The cast members were all highly talented comedians who could switch between characters with ease. They had an uncanny knack for creating memorable catchphrases that have become part of popular culture today, such as "and now for something completely different" and "nudge nudge wink wink." Despite their irreverent approach to comedy, the Monty Python team always managed to keep things lighthearted and entertaining. Main idea number 7. The Monty Python's Flying Circus was known for its use of satire and its ability to make fun of the absurdities of life. The show was unique in that it blended surreal humor with a willingness to push the boundaries of comedy. It often featured sketches that were bizarre, nonsensical, or simply outrageous. Sketches would often feature characters who were exaggerated versions of themselves, such as an overly enthusiastic shopkeeper or a pompous military officer. The show also made frequent use of puns and wordplay, as well as visual gags and physical comedy. The show's irreverent style allowed it to tackle topics that other shows wouldn't touch, such as religion, politics, and social issues. Its willingness to poke fun at authority figures earned it both praise and criticism from viewers around the world. Despite this controversy, The Monty Python's Flying Circus remains one of the most influential comedies ever created. Main idea number 8. The Monty Python's Flying Circus was known for its use of black comedy and its ability to make fun of the human condition. The show was unique in that it blended surreal humor with a willingness to push the boundaries of comedy. It featured sketches that were often absurd, satirical, and sometimes even darkly humorous. The show also had an irreverent attitude towards authority figures such as politicians, religious leaders, and other public figures. The show's writers used their wit to poke fun at societal norms and conventions while still managing to be entertaining. They often employed satire as a way to comment on current events or social issues without being too preachy or heavy-handed. This approach allowed them to explore topics like religion, politics, gender roles, class divisions, racism, sexism, and more in a lighthearted manner. Monty Python's Flying Circus is remembered fondly by many fans who appreciate its clever writing style and subversive sense of humor. Its influence can still be seen today in shows like South Park, which continue the tradition of using comedy as a tool for social commentary. Main idea number 9. The Monty Python's Flying Circus was known for its use of parody and its ability to make fun of popular culture. The show was renowned for its unique blend of surreal humor, which often pushed the boundaries of comedy. It featured sketches that parodied various aspects of society, from politics to religion, as well as pop culture references such as films and television shows. The show also included musical numbers and animations that added an extra layer of absurdity to the proceedings. The Monty Python team were not afraid to take risks with their comedy, often tackling controversial topics in a humorous way. They used satire to poke fun at authority figures or institutions while still managing to be entertaining. This willingness to challenge conventions made them stand out from other comedic acts at the time. The Monty Python's Flying Circus is remembered fondly by many fans today who appreciate its irreverent approach and clever writing. Its influence can still be seen in modern comedies that employ similar techniques such as parody and satire. Main idea number 10. The Monty Python's Flying Circus was known for its use of visual gags and its ability to make fun of the mundane. The show was renowned for its unique blend of surreal humor, which often pushed the boundaries of comedy. Visual gags were used throughout the show, from silly costumes to absurd props and set pieces. The sketches also featured a variety of characters that poked fun at everyday life in Britain during the 1970s. The show's writers had an uncanny knack for finding humor in even the most mundane situations. They would take ordinary topics such as shopping or going to work and turn them into hilarious skits with unexpected twists and turns. This approach allowed them to explore social issues while still making people laugh. Monty Python's Flying Circus is remembered fondly by fans around the world who appreciate its irreverent sense of humor and willingness to challenge conventions. It remains one of the most influential comedy shows ever made, inspiring generations of comedians who have followed in their footsteps. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.